Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I want to tell you a story. It's about a treasure, a trove of shimmering emeralds, diamonds, rubies, and gold, concealed in a box and hidden in remote wilderness. You might think you've heard this one before, but this isn't a tale of buried pirate loot or some pharaoh's fortune from long ago. No, this treasure was hidden only 6 years ago, and the man who buried it, he's alive. This is the curious story of millionaire art dealer Forrest Fenn. Diagnosed with terminal cancer, Forrest masterminds the greatest treasure hunt of all time. He packs a bronze box with millions of dollars worth of gold, jewelry, and gems. Then, he picks a secret location in the American Rockies for the world to search for his riches once he passes away. But something unexpected happens. Fenn survives. He goes on to publish a memoir of his life, and in it, he includes a cryptic poem with 9 clues that lead straight to the prize. Overnight, teams of dedicated treasure hunters from around the world descend on the Rockies, but no one finds the riches. So Fenn reveals more clues, and they may be enough to finally lead someone to the treasure. It could even be you, but you'll need to move fast because currently 3 different teams believe they're closing in on the prize. So which one is about to hit pay dirt? To find out, I'm going to join their expeditions and attempt to recover Fenn's treasure. My name is Josh Gates. With a degree in archaeology and a passion for exploration, my travels have taken me to the ends of the earth as I investigate the greatest legends in history. This is Expedition Unknown. My hunt for the treasure begins at its source in the city of Santa Fe. Santa Fe, New Mexico, a place anchored by native culture and yet populated by artists, dreamers, and eccentrics. This is the oldest U.S. state capital. It is also the home of Forrest Fenn. This has long been a home for treasure hunters. Spanish conquistadors founded the city over 400 years ago. Today, the Palace of the Governors is the oldest public building in the United States and a backdrop for native jewelers hawking copper, silver, and about 1 million pounds of Santa Fe's most recognizable export.
Do you have any turquoise?
It's everywhere, decorating rings, chains, and even hair. This is a town that definitely dances to its own beat. Even the animals are laid back.
It's the coolest dog in Santa Fe.
Santa Fe is also famous for eclectic food. From Frito pie to chili-infused lemonade, hell, one restaurant even has a Forrest Fenn sandwich on the menu. And there's even a classic snack with a turbocharged twist.
Let's talk about your machinery here. This is a power drill that has been turned into a fry maker. Come on. I mean, There's nothing wrong with that. French fries, bacon, cheese, and grease. The four food groups, all represented here. I think those are the four food groups. Okay, before I self-induce a heart attack, let's get back to work. At the core of the Forrest Fenn treasure story is a simple question. Who in their right mind would leave millions of dollars worth of valuables out in the wilderness? The answer? Someone very unique. Forrest Fenn wasn't born with a treasure. He grew up poor, though his family taught him to value the outdoors in yearly trips to Yellowstone National Park. As a young man, he was a decorated pilot in the Vietnam War, where he was shot down over Laos. He earned more than 20 medals, including the Purple Heart. Back in the U.S., Fenn became a self-made adventurer, seeking artifacts in the canyons of the Rockies. In 1970, Fenn and his wife moved to Santa Fe, and despite his lack of a college degree or any art history background, he went on to open one of the most celebrated galleries in the country. But in 1988, his fortunes turned. He was diagnosed with advanced cancer in his kidneys and given a fatal prognosis. So he decided to embark on one last adventure. He crafted a mysterious poem leading to a multi-million dollar treasure. It's an amazing story that begs two big questions. Is it true? And if so, where's the loot? To find answers, I arranged to meet with Dan Flores, a local historian and personal friend to Forrest Fenn. But Dan's not interested in chatting over a cup of coffee. So let's talk Forrest Fenn.
All right.
And I've heard some people say that they think this is, you know, a hoax.
Well, Forrest is an old buddy of mine. I don't really have any doubt that it's real. This is a guy who had the ability to do this, and he showed me twice the chest. I mean, it was full of gold coins.
Where could it be hidden?
Well, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted you to come up here in this balloon was to see this landscape, because it basically could be anywhere here.
Dan explains that Fenn published a book called The Thrill of the Chase, in which he reveals the treasure is hidden somewhere in the Rockies. Technically, that could include an area from Alaska across Canada and into Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and New Mexico. Some people even claim it could be in the foothills of Arizona. But Fenn has now clarified things a bit, putting the treasure squarely in the continental U.S., killing Canada and Alaska. He's also eliminated Idaho, Utah, and Arizona. Dan says that Fenn further revealed that the treasure is hidden above 5,000 feet, which shrinks the map even more. Still, it's a lot of land.
This gives me some sense of perspective that this is maybe not an easy quest.
This is not going to be easy at all. It's not just looking for a needle in a haystack. It's like looking for a single needle in a whole horse pasture of haystacks.
All right. How do we get out of this thing? As though the story of a terminally ill millionaire hiding a fortune isn't incredible enough, this story has a beautiful twist. Forrest Fenn beat every doctor's expectation and survived his cancer. Dan gives my hunt a major boost by setting up a meeting for me with the puzzle master himself. Assuming he lets me past his gate.
Hi, I am here to see Forrest Fenn. Here we go.
Fenn rarely meets with hunters pursuing his fortune. And yet, I'm rolling up to the very spot where he assembled his treasure chest. But just as I start to picture a devious mastermind hidden away in a secret lair...
Hello,
hi,
Mr. Fenn.
You must be Josh.
I'm Josh, yeah.
I've been expecting you. Come on in.
Oh, so nice to meet you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
it. Sure.
It turns out he's a lot more friendly grandfather than sinister puppet master, though his private art collection would make a Bond villain blush.
Holy smokes.
Over the course of his life, Forrest amassed a fortune in art and artifacts. Whatever's in that treasure chest only represents a small sample of what he owns.
Okay, so first question, Forrest, should be an easy one. Where is the treasure hidden?
At least 8 miles north of Santa Fe and below the Canadian border.
Okay. Still got a lot of ground there to cover. Can you tell me why you chose the place that you chose?
It's a place that I've visited a few times. I have fond memories of that place.
Do you know how much the treasure's worth?
No, I don't. There are 20.2 pounds of gold in the treasure chest. There are 200 and some odd rubies. There are two Ceylon sapphires. There are 8 emeralds. There are lots of diamonds.
Forrest admits that the treasure's hefty weight forced him to take 2 trips from his vehicle to the hiding spot.
What was your intention?
I had a number of reasons for doing it, but primary was to get people out in the sunshine again, to smell the pine needles in the mountains.
To find Fenn's treasure, you've got to decipher Fenn's poem, which supposedly points straight to the prize.
Is this something you think that anybody could find?
Well, anybody that's physically able to get out in the mountains and walk through the countryside, sure, but you have to start at the first clue. That starts the great adventure.
As I have gone alone in there and with my treasures bold, I can keep my secret where and hint of riches new and old. Begin it where warm waters halt and take it to the canyon down. Not far, but too far to walk. Put in below the home of Brown. From there it's no place for the meek. The end is ever drawing nigh. There'll be no paddle up your creek, just heavy loads and water high. If you've been wise and found the blaze, look quickly down, your quest to cease. But tarry scant with marvel gaze. Just take the chest and go in peace. So hear me all and listen good. Your effort will be worth the cold if you are brave and in the wood. I give you title to the gold.
You were quoted as saying that you think people have been very close to the treasure.
I know that some people have been within 200 feet, but they don't know who they are. If you want to be a serious searcher, my advice is look at clues in the poem.
Are you worried that the treasure could be damaged or moved by the elements?
It certainly could be. I wanted the treasure to be hidden in a place where it was hard to find, but not impossible to find it.
How many people do you think have looked for your treasure?
Last summer, there were 30,000 people in Santa Fe.
That's amazing. The safest thing probably would be for you to tell me where it is. I'll check on it.
But then two people would know where it is, and I'd have to shoot you.
Okay, that's a fair point. Don't tell me. Does anybody else know where it is
other
than you? Your wife doesn't know?
No one knows.
Nobody knows.
I don't plan to tell anybody.
Okay, it's clear I'm not going to trick Forrest into revealing the location of his loot. But I come away from my meeting with two strong convictions. I now believe 100% that the treasure exists, and I'm convinced that he wants it to be found. Forrest revealed to me that the first clue is the most important. Begin it where warm waters halt. I've learned of a pair of treasure hunters who believe they know exactly where that is.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
To find a treasure recently hidden by millionaire art collector Forrest Fenn, I'm following the clues he laid out in a poem. Two treasure hunters believe the clues point to Yellowstone National Park, so I'm headed north to join them. From Santa Fe, I'm undertaking an epic drive nearly 900 miles to the Wyoming-Montana border. It's a long haul, and I won't lie to you, I'm getting tired.
Full disclosure, my butt hurts.
I take a breather by pulling over in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This place might just be the most charming town in the American West, and the perfect place to stock up on the gear I'll need for a successful treasure hunt.
This one's a little big. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Nailed it.
Jackson's fur trading outpost roots are not far from the surface, and you could still get an ice-cold sarsaparilla here, or find yourself stepping into a two-step at any moment. But what really brings people here is the great outdoors. Back on the road, I drive the joyfully scenic final stretch through the heights of the Teton Mountains.
One thing is clear, Fenn definitely buried his treasure in a place that had personal significance to him, which is why this may be one of the most promising places to look.
Welcome to America's first national park. Since 1872, Yellowstone has been taking the breath away of everyone who sets foot inside. It remains a nearly pristine wilderness. As I stop to check that Old Faithful is still on schedule, I'm reminded that this park is a gurgling, steaming geothermal hotspot, which may be the key to Forrest Fenn's clue: begin it where warm waters halt. In his memoir, The Thrill of the Chase, Fenn describes many fond fishing memories here. He even titled one of his chapters, In Love with Yellowstone. Fenn also says the treasure is not associated with any man-made structure. This, too, syncs with the natural backdrop of the park. I'm meeting with JP and Yasmin, a pair of treasure hunters who think they've cracked Fenn's poem. They believe Warm Waters Halt refers to the Grand Prismatic Spring, the largest hot spring in the United States, which runs down the nearby Firehole River.
Oh, steep drop-off.
So as you can see, where we start with the first clue, where Warm Waters Halt, that starts up at the beginning of the river.
Right.
And then the river is carving its way through the canyon,
right,
which is one of the clues in the poem. Take it to the canyon down.
This is definitely a canyon.
And then it goes to heavy loads and waters high, which signifies the waterfall.
And so where do we take the canyon down to?
Once we get through the canyon, then we're going to go where you put it below the home of brown.
What is the home of brown, do you think?
Brown trout.
You think it means brown trout?
I do think.
And they live here in these rivers?
That's correct.
So yes, that would literally be the home of brown?
Yes.
Clever, okay.
Yep.
And JP, you feel the same way? You think this is a promising spot?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
So we follow the river from here, is that
yep,
the idea?
We just keep following the river on down.
Try not to slip and fall 1,000 feet.
While making our way to the home of brown at river level, we search along the entire trail. After all, Fenn never said that his treasure was buried, only hidden.
You don't think it's buried?
I don't think it's buried. I think it's placed. I think he wanted to make it accessible so that anyone can find it, including children.
Well, that's good. I have the basic searching skills of a child. That may work out in my favor.
As soon as we hit the waterline, they're off like a shot, while I'm left to contemplate the chances of them succeeding.
I have to say, I have very mixed emotions about this hunt. On one hand, I kind of believe them. I think that they could be onto something here. On the other hand, no matter how much you whittle it down, the search grid is still kind of infinite. It could be anywhere. It could be under a rock right here. It could be halfway up that cliff. The odds of just happening upon it feel really low, which is why I'm sitting here and letting them look. Anything?
No, not yet.
Nothing yet.
I decide to double back to make sure we didn't miss anything on the riverbank.
The thing that makes this search so difficult is just all these little tiny places where this treasure box could have been buried or hidden. Man, it just feels like there's endless places to search. Terrain is challenging in here, but worth it if we find a treasure.
Bruised but undeterred, I rejoin Yasmin and JP at the river, At least if I fall there, there's a lot more cushioning. After hours of prospecting for a little box filled with gold, we still haven't struck it rich. As I think about the perilous terrain, I start to wonder, could an elderly person in failing health really have pulled this off on his own?
This is not a young guy. He was in his late 70s when he went out to do this. Do you think a 79-year-old guy with a big, heavy treasure box is going to walk a half mile up a river?
Depends.
He grew up out here, so...
Yeah,
he probably could walk farther than we can.
Right.
Despite JP's faith, the longer I spend in Yellowstone, the more doubts I have that the treasure is here. I'm not so sure an ailing forest could make it around here carrying a heavy load of gold and gems. And I see an even bigger problem. Fenn told me that his wife hadn't realized when exactly he'd hidden the treasure. That tells me the hiding place has to be close enough to his home that he could travel there and return without suspicion. Going by that theory, Yellowstone is way out of range. I wish JP and Yasmin good luck and leave them to explore one of the most gorgeous places on Earth. As for me, I'm headed back south. After hours of riding and a few more sore muscles, I arrive in Red River, New Mexico, a few hundred miles closer to Forest Fenn's home. This small Rocky Mountain town is a base for hiking and fishing in the summer and skiing in the winter. But more importantly, this is where I'm set to meet a group who believes that this is the gateway to Fenn's hiding place. Meet the Wrights.
Hello. How
nice
are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Hi.
I'm Connie.
Hi, Connie.
Hi,
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
This is Elle.
Hi, Elle.
Hi, I'm Gabby.
Gabby.
Olivia.
Olivia. How many people are in this car?
We are three generations.
Three generations of treasure hunters. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think you have the spot?
Like yes. 99.9%.
99.9% confident. I like those odds. Well, I'm on a motorcycle.
Okay, you might get wet. You want to ride with us?
I will take you up on that offer.
Okay,
it's looking
good.
A little nasty. Can we all fit?
As we all pile in, long on enthusiasm but short on space, it's hard not to feel like the Wright family van is one big clown car.
Okay, here we go.
But we quickly get down to some serious Forest Fenn business.
How many treasure hunts have you gone on?
A lot.
I personally have probably been out looking 40 times.
Wow.
We've hunted in snow. We've hunted in rain. We've spent the night at locations.
Over the course of the drive, I'm impressed with how much effort the Wright family has put into the search for Fenn's prize. But I'm starting to wonder, are we ever going to get there?
What do you guys do here in the car to pass the time?
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
And then, just as I'm about to lose my mind,
is this it?
This is where we're going to park.
Okay, let's go hunt some treasure.
In less time than it takes to sing another verse of bottles of beer on the wall, we're racing into a forest armed with a metal detector. But it's not clear to me that this place is ripe for Fenn treasure hunting.
Why here?
The first stanza gets a searcher to New Mexico.
Connie is the Wright family puzzle master. She's worked through Fenn's poem and come to the conclusion that Hint of Riches New and Old refers to New Mexico, and that Warm Waters Halt are in Carson National Forest. We take off down the trail, some faster than others.
This family has a ton of energy. They are literally a quarter mile up the trail from me. They do this all the time. They go out into the woods and try to find anything that might be a symbol, a marker that could lead them to the treasure. Got anything on the metal detector yet?
Nah. Bottle caps and shoes.
Nothing that sounds like the treasure?
Nah.
The kid's energy is infectious, and pretty soon, I'm finding clues too.
Here's a symbol. You have a star carved into a stump. Anybody like that?
Nah, I don't think that's...
I totally just found a cool symbol and everybody's dogging me. Adults, nobody's impressed by my star symbol?
After an hour of seemingly aimless searching, though, our path suddenly splits in two.
There's a big fork here.
We got multiple choice now. Which way do we go?
The family sees the answer in Fenn's poem with the words, "The end is ever drawing nigh."
Old-fashioned horse and buggy. If you're going to go left, that's nigh, in horse talk.
You people have either got this all figured out, or you are all completely insane.
Which is it? I think
which
is a little bit of both.
Yeah.
A little bit of both. All right, let's keep looking. Come on.
I have to admit, the location does seem promising. And I buy that a 79-year-old could hike this route twice in one day to hide his treasure. and we're only about a 3-hour drive from Forrest Fenn's home in Santa Fe. He could easily make it here and back without being missed. Everyone is on the lookout, searching every nook and cranny for a sign.
Bring the metal detector up here.
You got something?
Guys, we hear a beep. Right here.
Check it out.
I think it's the treasure.
Guys, I feel it. Right here. I think it is it.
There's something here. Hold on. I got it.
Oh! Yeah!
This is an extremely old beer. This beer is so old that it's punch top. Okay, right now, we've got one beer can.
Unless this vintage can has a $1 million deposit, I'm not sure it's worth holding on to.
If you can find a 6-pack of those chilled, I'd really appreciate it. All right, let's keep looking.
Their enthusiasm for the treasure is only matched by their enthusiasm for everything else.
Like, you feel this heart,
and it's like beating, and you know you're gonna find it.
I call it the treasure beat.
The treasure beat?
Okay. The treasure beat.
You feeling the treasure beat?
Yeah, yeah, you have to do it like that.
Okay, let's get on the treasure beat.
Their positive attitude pays off because it's not long before we get another big hit.
Guys, we got a big hit. What do you got?
Oh my gosh, it's a horseshoe.
Oh my God, look at that.
Look, we found a horseshoe.
That is an old looking horseshoe, which still has snails in it. Think this could be a clue?
If anything, it's an omen. Finn does talk about horseshoes.
That might mean that we're on the right track. You came here because of Horseshoe Lake, and yeah, now you've got a horseshoe buried at the foot of this bridge.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm kind of becoming a believer here.
With sundown approaching, the Wrights are calling it a night, and so am I. But they'll be back here looking again tomorrow. The Wrights are clearly committed to the hunt, and while their devotion might ultimately lead them to the prize, it could also be what keeps them from finding it. If everything is a potential clue, it's tough to know if they're truly on the right track. On the other hand, there's something really cool about their search. When the subject of Fenn came up during the drive, the girls put down their phones.
Look at the peak through here with the snow up there. Whoa. That's pretty.
And while they didn't find Fenn's hidden chest today, three generations are enjoying the outdoors together. And how rare is that? I'm hanging back to pack up with my crew when one of my cameramen spots what looks like the initials FF carved into a tree.
JJ, what you doing in there?
There's an FF on the tree. Forrest Fenn.
It all adds up?
All adds up.
JJ's gone full treasure hunter crazy.
Oh!
Forrest Fenn fever is apparently contagious.
Why'd you dig in your hands? Like a real man.
I'm not a real man. I'm a cameraman. There's no split here, you know. Just because you're here doesn't mean you get a cut.
Big.
What is that?
Oh my God, JJ. Oh my God, you know what you just found? Forrest Fenn's toenail clipper.
Maybe he had good hygiene, I don't know.
This is why you work the camera.
Once JJ realizes he's about to get left here for the night, he suddenly gets back to work. The trip back to town is long and winding, and there's not many rest stops around here. So when I see a group of cars parking on the side of the road, I decide to pull over and stretch my legs. Rodeo, trademark of the cowboy and symbol of the American West. I've got a front row seat for the festivities. At this point, my best friends in the world are the three metal bars between me and the very angry beef.
I love the rodeo.
If there was ever a time to be a spectator, it's right now. Unfortunately, I have a familiar face, and familiar faces get trampled.
Mr. Josh, come on out, Josh. Come on out, Josh, over the fence. Josh, Josh.
This is a terrible mistake. What does the makeup do? Does it keep the bull away from me?
No, it draws him closer.
It draws it closer.
The two circles of makeup constitute the entirety of my training to be a rodeo clown.
Ready?
They release the bull, and for a moment, everything is fine. Until it decides it wants to kill me. Okay, it may seem like I'm not particularly good at this, although in fairness, this is my first rodeo.
You guys are crazy! What the hell is wrong with you people?
The bull is back in its pen, and we graciously agree to call it a tie. It's a new day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and I'm wishing I hadn't slept through that intro to poetry course freshman year.
As I have gone alone in there and with my treasures bold, I can keep my secret ware in hint of riches new and old. What the hell does that mean? Well, there's one woman who believes she knows exactly what it means. I'm en route to meet a hunter who may have conducted more Fen treasure searches than anyone else, and she's narrowed the starting point down to an area just outside the town of Taos, New Mexico. That's where I'm headed next. Forrest Fen often talks about his love of New Mexico. It surely has a lot to do with the state's abundant natural beauty. But Fen clearly also has an affection for the native peoples and their artistic skill. As I near Taos, I encounter the ancient settlement known as the Taos Pueblo. By some estimates, this site is over 1,000 years old, making it the longest continuously inhabited settlement in the United States. Putting it all together reinforces my suspicion that Fen's treasure must be close. I arrive in Taos, where I'm looking forward to meeting with a treasure hunter who agrees with me. Start with a base of Native American culture, sprinkle in some Spanish seasoning, and then add a dollop of the Old West, and you'll start to get the flavor of Taos.
If you've ever looked for a way to combine immense amounts of turquoise, feathers, and dream catchers, this may be the town for you. I've investigated a lot of mysteries over the years, but perhaps the strangest mystery of all is right here in Taos. Southwestern art.
Taos has long lured writers, artists, and creative free thinkers of all types. So a guy riding a horse in the middle of the street hardly draws a glance.
You don't find a lot of towns where people dress like this with a sword on.
It's very sharp. A naval sword from Argentina. Anyway, let me put the sword away.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Taos is a vortex for creative people.
There you go. That was like three times.
I don't understand how anybody does this. Do you think that if I stay here long enough, I could soak up some of that creativity?
Yeah, your hair will get longer. Lots of things will happen.
A couple days here, I could end up on a horse.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed like Zorro.
Whoop.
It's easy with that.
I'm happy to report that the creative Taos vortex didn't cost me my head. And I'm going to need it if I have any chance of cracking Forrest Fen's cryptic poem. To help me, I'm meeting Katia Luce, maybe the most dedicated Fen treasure hunter of them all.
How long have you been looking for the treasure?
Little over 2 years now.
2 years?
Yeah.
And are you from New Mexico?
No, I'm not. I moved here from Maui to search for the treasure.
You relocated just to look for the treasure?
Yes,
that
I did.
That is a serious commitment.
Yeah. When I read that poem, I was hooked. I couldn't sleep for 6 weeks. I was up all night, all day, and the adrenaline just, you know, fed me.
Do you think you know where the treasure is?
I believe I do.
How big an area are we talking about?
It is a pretty big area, but I have a plan of how to narrow it down.
You do?
Yeah. Are you afraid of heights?
No.
Katya thinks that Fen's Warm Waters Halt refers to a spot along the Rio Grande River just outside of Taos.
Let's rock and roll.
All right.
Katya's plan is to follow the clues of the poem in order to hone in on a place that we can explore by foot.
So that creek mixes in here with the Rio Grande and the warm thermal waters halt because they meet the cold water.
Correct.
The next clue in Fen's poem reads, "Take it in the canyon down." So from here, we follow the Rio Grande as it continues through a canyon called the Taos Gorge. The poem then tells us to put in below the home of brown. And like in Yellowstone, these waters are stocked with brown trout.
We're looking for a put in.
The term put in is often associated with boating. So we're on the lookout for a place where a boat can be slipped into the river.
This is treasure hunting right here. I can do this all day.
Sure enough, it's not long before we hit pay dirt.
I see something up ahead there.
That definitely looks like a put in down there.
I think so.
We got a road that comes down in an area where you can definitely put into the river. It's the first area that I've seen you can do that. Okay, tagging that on GPS as well.
To crack the next few lines in Fen's poem, we're going to have to get wet. The Rio Grande can be treacherous, and recent rains have made things worse. So we've recruited a local river guide with 40 years of experience to give us a hand.
Ready, forward!
It's unlikely that Fen rafted his treasure to the hiding spot. However, there seems to be several references to water in the poem.
Katya believes the treasure may be hidden close to the river's edge.
It's like it's picking up.
So we've got our eyes peeled for a landing or a trailhead. Something near the waterline and easy to hike for a guy like Forrest Fenn.
You ready? White water, here we go.
Come on, digging it forward!
Big rock! You okay?
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm good.
Curse you, Forrest Fenn.
Wow, what's ahead?
I got a low bridge. I mean, that's real low. I don't know, hell, that is close.
Down, 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 down.
Oh my God.
Tight squeeze.
You made it.
I mean, that is like down to the inch. Woo. Nice work.
In the poem, the words after Home of Brown read, "From there, it's no place for the meek. The end is ever drawing nigh. Nothing about this, the rushing water, the soaring cliffs, is for the faint of heart. Seems to me like we're on the right track." And then something catches our eye.
See that?
Yeah, this looks like a great spot to look.
A clearing on the bank leading to a trail, and not far from the main road above.
I think this is a sweet spot for sure.
Okay, let's get on foot then. Come on.
Yeah.
Katya and I have finally got our boots on the ground, and we've brought a metal detector to aid in the hunt. As we proceed along the river's edge, we stumble across something that fits the next lines in Fenn's poem.
This will be your heavy loads and water high.
I've got a good feeling about this. As we climb up a pathway just above the river, we're left to decipher the final clue. If you've been wise and found the blaze, look quickly down, your quest to cease. The word blaze can mean a fire, but it also means a trail marker. Katya thinks it's some permanent symbol or a unique rock.
Check that out.
What do you got?
Well,
oh, the opening?
What do you think?
It's like a perfectly square opening.
What if the direction of the sun...
That's basically
this
west.
This is west. The sun sets behind it.
It would punch right through it.
Yeah, it would create a beam, a light blaze.
Which is one of the definitions of a blaze, right?
It's
fire or light. So
yeah.
The light would come right through there and go...
Over there somewhere.
High pile of rocks?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's crazy or you're absolutely right.
And he also says he's very into Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
And that's very Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's like the Well of the Souls from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I say we go explore.
Come on.
A trail of clues fit for a Hollywood thriller might finally be reaching its dramatic conclusion.
We got thunder.
And then, almost as if to keep us from discovering the truth, the sky opens up to slow us down.
The thunder gods are talking to us.
Yeah, I think they're telling us we're about to be hit by lightning.
The rain is keeping light from beaming through the rock window, and the targeted hill offers hundreds of places to hide a small chest. So Katya and I each try to work out where that blaze of light would hit.
Katya? Katya, come here, check this out.
Where are you?
Up here. Looks like we got an overhang here.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
I do a scan, but the detector doesn't pick anything up. Katya isn't too surprised.
No readings.
We're talking about a 10 by 10 by 5 inch treasure box.
In a way, it is a treasure because we're out of the rain for a few minutes. This is what I picture when I picture the treasure.
Yeah.
Not buried, but hidden
exactly.
Underneath something,
yeah.
You know? So if not here, a place like this.
Exactly.
And this whole canyon is full of places like this. Did you bring any food? If not for Forrest Fenn, how the heck would two adults end up scrunched up in a tiny cave in the middle of a lightning storm?
Exactly.
You know? He's created a reason to have an adventure.
He sure did. And he brings us back into our childhood.
The rain lets up, so Katya and I spend a few more hours crawling around and hiking over boulders big and small. Forrest Fenn's treasure really could be right here, just below my feet. But at least for today, it has eluded my grasp. There are an estimated 35,000 Fenn treasure searchers scouring the canyons, rivers, and mountains of the American West. Like them, I'm certainly feeling frustration. But as I stand here looking out at a dramatic canyon, listening to the sounds of rushing water, I realize that I haven't come away empty-handed at all.
As I have gone alone in there and with my treasures bold,
I can keep my secret where and hint of riches new and old.
While no treasure hunter has found the hidden box, at least not yet, something tells me that each of us found exactly what Fen intended. Adventure, kinship, and the thrill of exploring the American West. That is the true secret of Fen's treasure.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.